Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Lift him up, and I'm excited tonight. Yes, indeed, it's a chance to share what God has given me and to lift up praises to the Lord. Have mercy. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. I am either the caboose or an engine going in another direction. You know, you ever seen the trains? They have an engine on both ends, so we're just getting ready to run down the track. Here we go. Lift him up. And here's the voice of the woman on divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen, 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 and amen again. God bless you, Dr. Gregory Scott, Bishop Dr. Gregory M. Scott. Oh, with much pleasure, much pleasure. I'm excited to introduce our speaker for tonight. And you know, I listened to what he said, and he said he was like a train with two caboose, one on the front and one on the back. Well, being that you put it that way, I guess the one that's going forward is going forward. And the one on the back won't have to turn around to go forward. He just starts going forward. So either way, you're covered. You're going forward tonight. You don't have to back up to get where I say. You don't have to back up to get where you're going. All you have to do is just stop and start driving. So I just want to introduce to you all our host, our sponsor, our financier, our everything on Blog Talk Radio. It's because of God. And, you know, out of all of the people in the, you know what? There's a scripture that says, who can know the mind of God? That's a good question. Because out of all of the people in this world, why my dad wouldn't curse, so he used a phrase or a statement that said, why in the ham fat did he do that? So I want to say tonight, out of all of the persons in this world, why in the ham fat did God connect me with Dr. Gregory M. Scott? He could have chosen anyone else, but he chose to connect Dr. Scott with Pastor. At that time, I was just Evangelist Patricia Benjamin, and he has seen me grow in the Lord. I remember he encouraged me so. I was so scared. But when I got finished with my message, he said, girl, you rock. And I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. So I am looking forward to him doing his thing on tonight. Last night was our cutoff date. But, you know, as we put on our programs in church, I remember being with Pastor Hercules Ministry, and that was the first time I saw that, because she walks in the Spirit. And she had on the program Subject to Change by way of the Holy Spirit. So our program has changed. I went from Sunday through Thursday. That's what's on your flyers. We have not lost our minds. But we go by the leading of the Lord. The Bible lets us know, and I'm not preaching tonight, he is, but the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. So God has ordered him to bring this message on tonight. That's the reason why we have our own Blog Talk Radio, because we didn't have to get off, because we can be on it 24/7. 365 plus 166 days out of a leap year, we have access to this Blog Talk Radio. So when the doctor said on Monday night he was caught up into Bishop Daniel Hinton, he said, hey, I was a little disturbed by her having it from Sunday through Thursday, but I'm feeling so good, I feel like we need to do this one on Friday as well. And I said, and if you do it Friday, you'll be the speaker on Friday. And he chuckled, as always, and he said, no, not me. I said, well, it won't be me. But then he got a divine revelation from God that he is to be on. And he said, if nobody's on but me, I'm going to be on. And I said, I'll support you. I'll be here with you. And my apostle said she would be on. And Bishop James Davis, he is also on the line. So, Dr. Scott, you are not out here by yourself. We are here to support you because you are doing, as the theme song, Benny Cummings, lift up the Savior for men to see. On this program, we don't talk about the clothes you wear. We don't talk about who you're dating, who you're not dating. We don't call names. We don't do any of that. We are on the air to lift up the name of Jesus. Who you're sleeping with, that's your business and God's business. We're not spending money for that. If we start doing that, you're going to have to pay, because now I'm advertising for you. But we are here to lift up the name of Jesus. And Dr. Scott, let me just give you just a tad bit of encouragement. I received a text on today, and the young lady said that she was on the program last night, and she enjoyed it from the beginning to the very last song was played. She enjoyed the song that you played, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. And as I talked to Bishop Davis earlier on today, he said, Pat, I enjoyed the song that Dr. Scott played. He said, I don't remember what it was, but I know I enjoyed it. I said, this little light of mine. So, Dr. Scott, you have some people that enjoyed what you did and what you do. So, you see, this ain't no fun and games here. This is serious business. Somebody may need to be saved, and this might be the only hope And the only opportunity that they're allowed to get saved before their time expires on this universe. So I thank God for you, Dr. Scott, Bishop Scott, all the Scotts, and the Scott Scotts. And the Scott Scotts are the Scott Scotts. I thank God for you, and I'm going to decrease and let you increase, as the songwriter said, let go and let God have his way. I introduce to some and I present to others the man of God, Bishop Dr. Gregory M. Scott. Amen.
This little light of
oh,
mine,
Lord.
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light.
Little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Thank you, Pastor Benjamin, for that warm and uplifting introduction. Tonight, we're going to have a night of healing, light, and prayer. And the healing light, as we know, is the Holy Spirit. I just want to tell you, I woke up this morning early, and God said to me, I am that I am. I am that I am. I said, well, God, I know you have what you have, but why are you telling me this? So I looked in the Bible, and the Lord said to Moses, I am that I am. And I want you to tell the people of Israel that I am has sent me. And I want to tell you this evening that I am has sent me to you to talk to you about who I am, not who Gregory is, but who I am as God is. I am that I am, and I've been ordered and instructed to periodically, no matter what I'm saying, to stop and say to you, I am that I am. And I want you right now to say to yourself, I am that I am. Because God has said that that simple sentence, that simple phrase will bring to you and activate within you your healing power. It will clear up whatever it is that you're dealing with. But at this moment, let's pause for a prayer. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand before you at this moment. We know that you are what you are, and we know that I am that I am. Lord, we ask this moment that you stretch out your hand over this land and over each of our households and over every person in our family. Lord, we ask you from the bottom of our feet to the head of our toes, Lord, to start during this service to begin the healing that you have promised, that you are promising that you are giving each of us. Now, yesterday, I just want to ask you, have you kept all your appointments with God? Have you said to yourself, God, I'm going to pray a prayer when I get home, or God, I'm going to pray a prayer when I get up in the morning, and got the big hurry, had to take those pills, take that prescription, make that telephone call, get out to work, and God is waiting for you to open up the channel between him and you. Prayer, you got to do more than just pray. You got to do more than just pray. You got to be. I want to just share something with you. For many people, they begin with faith. Then they move to belief. Then they move to conviction. They're convinced that God is moving in their life. Then they move to certainty. They have no doubt. But friends, that's not far enough. You've got to know. You've got to be. You don't live as if God is in your life. You live because God is in your life. So I took a chance today, and I want to tell you about it before going any further. Yesterday, I'd made an appointment with Xfinity. The appointment was for some time between 3 and 5. You know how they work it. They give you a two-hour window that they will show up or not. And if you don't show up, then they claim they'll give you $20 credit, and they will do that. So I looked at my television, and my television was working okay. All my pictures were nice. The channels changed on time. And I said, I don't need to have a technician coming by my house. Don't need it. So I called up Xfinity, Comcast, and told them, look here, I don't need to have a technician come by. And I said, well, you can cancel it. They said, okay. And they canceled it. So I went out, made a couple of errands, came back, and there, right on my porch, was a very large box. And it made me think of the fact that I'd made an appointment and wasn't there when the box was delivered. So I looked at the box and I said, oh, this must be a new unit, a new television unit. Oh, this is great, a new unit, you know, just to sit underneath the TV. And I tore it open. I said, boy, wait a minute, hold it here. This thing is a modem. And I don't know if you know what a modem is, but a modem is the unit that controls your television. It controls your telephone. It controls your computer. Everything goes through the modem. And I said, well, what's going on here? I don't need a new modem. And I got ready to just take the thing out and drop it off back at the place at the Comcast office. So I called Xfinity up and said, look here, what is this unit you gave me? They said, that unit is to replace the one you have. And if you don't use it, the unit you currently have will turn off. Well, I just want to ask all of you right now, ask you, what appointments have you made with God? And are you ready for that unit of God, that unit of prayer? Are you ready for it just to be turned off? Or have you turned it off? Are you taking God for granted? And like I said to you, I have to say to you every time as I'm going through this talk, God says, I am that I am. And like the children of Israel needed to be told, I am has sent me to bring you this message of upliftment, purification. Now, I was thinking the other day, as a matter of fact, not thinking the other day, this morning, I was being flooded with all kinds of thoughts regarding what we could be talking about this evening. And one thought that occurred to me is that how many people who come to these services, whether they're on the air, whether they're in church, feel like repenting is a one-time thing. That you go up in front of the church and you repent your sins, you ask Jesus to forgive you, and it's a done deal. Well, I am want you to know that every moment of your life is a moment to repent. Rid yourself of all thoughts of anger, of unforgiveness, thoughts of lust, greed, and attachment. God can't allow us into the kingdom if we still have any of that stuff hanging on us. So every moment we should be begging God for forgiveness, begging Jesus for forgiveness. We should be repenting every second. Look at into your mind, into your heart. What are the thoughts that you may have about other people? What areas of unforgiveness, of doubt, of insincerity, of envy, of jealousy that may have washed through your system that still remain? Are you repenting on a moment-to-moment basis? Or is it a one-shot deal? Well, it's no more one-shot deal than if you go to the car wash one time and expect to spend the rest of your life riding around in an unclean car. Oh, no. We need to be repenting daily and moment by moment. Now, instead of getting stuck on repenting, how about going the other direction? How about going the direction of, as Jesus advised us, to being the light of the world? Let's see, some quotes here that I pulled off the computer last night that I thought might be somewhat useful in this conversation. For example, this is John 1:7-9. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So we've got to walk in the light. Here's another one, Psalm 18:28. No, this is still part of John 1:7-9. It says, call on the name of Jesus, seek the light. And of course, the quote that we all are familiar with is, in the beginning God created heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God saw the light, and it was good. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Now, all through the Bible, there are many, many examples of ways in which Jesus explained to the disciples, and therefore to us, that the light, that living in the light, is what our lives are dedicated to be. For example, Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Are you letting your light shine? Are you being kind and merciful and giving and loving? Or are you restricting your light and your love just to family members, to people you know? Do you find it hard to be patient and kind when you're dealing with people with whom you're unfamiliar? What I want to say to you is the following. None of us who are still hanging on to any of the darkness of our lives will find ourselves in the kingdom of God if greed, anger, lust, vanity, attachment, or any of the ills of the human mind are still plaguing us. So let's just take a moment talking about the light. There are physicists who will talk about how the body is nothing and everything is nothing but condensed light. And as you know, it goes from the very dark all the way to the pure, brilliant white light. What I'd like to do is walk you through a healing exercise based on Holy Spirit, which is divine light, and ask you in this moment to put your attention very gently on your feet, on your hands, on the top of your head, and ask God in this moment to fill you, to cascade upon you, to wash you with divine healing Holy Spirit, to flood you in this moment with the joys of healing, asking God to flood you even at the cell level with Holy Spirit, to flood every single organ in your body, your brain, your glands, your skin, your lymph system, your blood system. Just allow Holy Spirit to cleanse and to heal you. Feel that bright, shining light of the Holy Spirit, the light that Jesus has given us by example and has shared with the disciples and shared with the many miracles that he performed. Know that in this moment, you are healed, your iniquities are forgiven, you are cleansed in your mind at this point. I ask that you simply say, Lord, I repent. I repent and accept, as you know, Jesus as my Savior. And Lord, I know that I stand before the kingdom, the gates of heaven, Lord. I realize that I am worthy by Jesus' sacrifice to be in the kingdom. Take a breath and know that you are in this moment in the kingdom, that Jesus has forgiven your sins, and that you have fully repented. And as I said, I am that I am, and I am has sent me, as he did with the children of Israel. Psalm 18:28. For it is you that light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. At this moment, I see that there are a few people on the call, and anyone who wants to make a comment, add something, ask as a prayer request, a healing request, please indicate so. Pastor Benjamin?
Yes, we praise God for his word, for every word of God is right. And as you were speaking about the light, yes, walk in the light, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And as you were talking about the Holy Spirit, and you was asking
yes.
the Holy Spirit to saturate your mind, your body, your inner being, whatever, I thought about the song, and I won't sing it, but it said, Holy Spirit, flow through me. That's more or less what it sounded like you were making the point, that if the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Flows through you, then
Amen.
These things will make a change in you and in your life, and you'll be able to operate in the light, which is Christ Jesus. He is the light of the world. So the song goes, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Holy Spirit, flow through me and make my life what it ought to be. Holy Spirit, flow through me. And that's what you were telling some of our listeners, that we need the help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit so that our light is not dimmed. We don't want to be like the five foolish, and I'm not preaching, but I'm just making a point to add to your light that I am. Is talking about, I'm preaching Sunday morning at 10 because it's the first Sunday. But you, the five foolish women, they had a lamp. They had their lamps, but they didn't have their lamps trimmed and burning. They were short of oil. They had some oil, but not enough for their lamps to burn. And you're telling us that we have to keep our lamps trimmed and burning with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit,
amen,
makes a difference. It's, you just can't just be saved. You just can't just shake the preacher's hand and walk out the door. You have to get the gift that God gives freely to those who repent and want the gift, the Holy Ghost. We need it. In order,
amen,
to get back to the Father, follow peace with all men, holiness, without no man can see the Lord. So you've got to have that seal, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, you told me earlier that Bishop Davis is on the line, and I know he's an Old Testament scholar, and I believe our Apostle Cheryl is on the line. And I know they are much more learned than I am, even though I'm pregnant with the word. But I haven't been out here as long as they have, first of all, because I'm not as old as they are. Praise God, hallelujah. But anyhow, we've got to start teaching the things that become sound doctrine. But the scripture lets us know that the day is coming when they will not endure sound doctrine. So we need to teach it while they can hear it, so when they don't hear it, the blood is not required of you. We've got to tell the people that it's holiness or hell. Your light is out. If you haven't repented and you've got all of these things that you were naming, Dr. Scott, somehow or another your light has been smothered. It's just not shining. It's maybe a little dim, but it's not enough to light up anything. You have taken your light from off of the pedestal, up on the stick, off of the hill where it can shine. One thing I know for sure, when I would be coming into New York at night, you know what, you can be in an airplane, and if you fly at night, you know when you're coming into a city. Because even though you're so many altitudes high and you're at so many thousand feet up in the air, when you look out your window, as dark as it is, you know that you are flying over a city because you can see the light in the dark. Oh, I enjoyed you, Dr. Scott. Let me get off because I want my apostle to have something to say. And Bishop Davis, just open the line. Never mind. Bishop don't have to push the one. Just open Bishop's line and let him talk. I'm enjoying this. I thank God for you obeying God. You spoke it on Monday. I don't know if you knew what you were saying, but we're going to do this on Friday night because, well, you did it on Friday night. So we bless God. We bless God for your heart. Your heart is in the right place. So we just, ooh, Lord, I can't wait till Sunday. I want to finish this. Oh, go ahead, Dr. Scott. I'm done.
Mm. Okay. Bishop, I think your number's been called. Are you with us, Bishop?
Okay. Can you hear me, Dr. Scott?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Scott, I won't be able to do much talk. I can start off like a runaway train, but I don't get too far. But I want to say one thing. A good God bless the message, the word, and the messenger that brought it. It was very inspirational, very spiritual, and it was something for someone to sleep on tonight and know that God, nobody but God can do these marvelous and wonderful things in our life. If you learn how to stand firm, this is what Paul said, stand firm, stable, unmovable off the word of God. It might not seem like as much to somebody else, but to you and God, it can manifest more than you could ever, ever ever respect. We thank God for all of those that you locked up tonight. We thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for your endurance. And you got to work with something before you get something. So as an old preacher a long time ago, it says, it's for your work to not go in vain. All you got to do is keep working, and God will
thank
bring
you,
the message. Thank you, Dr. Smith, and a good
thank
night
you.
And a good God.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I think I see Apostle Cheryl Ann with us. Hello, Apostle Cheryl Ann Wade.
God bless you, Dr. Scott. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Amen. We just thank the Lord for being at the end on Celebration Friday. We thank God for the word that has come forth. Amen. I want to say kudos to you. You did a wonderful job in your presentation of the word, talking about the light. And it was just an easy word to understand what it is that you were saying. Amen. Because the people of God, oftentimes we forget. The word says that we're the light of the world. Amen. And so I just thank God for you just enlightening us as to the beings that we are. Ephesians 5:8 says that at one time we were darkness. A lot of times we hear that in church and we hear that you were in darkness. But the Bible says, the original writing says, that at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so, and I thank you for the presentation of the word and how you just made us a nice little plate that we can eat off and digest. Amen. And so I just say kudos to you for what you did. I just pray that the Lord will continue to enlighten you and speak to you and empower you in the word of God. I tell you all the time that you're in search of something. Keep searching. Amen. And so you just keep going. You just keep plowing your way on, and then allow the Lord to download information in you. Amen. To give you the revelation of his word so that you can continue, amen, to talk to the people and speak to them. A lot of times we don't hear what folks say because, you know, sometimes they, we get worked all up, or, you know, some folk act like they're having an asthma attack and you can't hear what they're saying. But I thank God for clarity of the word that you presented. I get worked up too, amen, but I hope I don't get so where people can't hear and understand. And so you did a wonderful job. God bless you. God bless you. Again, Glory United Ministries, we say happy 6th anniversary to you. Pastor Patricia Benneman, we just thank you. I heard her getting fired up. I said I needed to be in there and tap her on the back and say, sit down now. They're preaching the preach, eh? Because it's oftentimes when we hear other ministers preach, we get fired up. And we want to say amen because it stirs something in you. And like she said, she's pregnant with the word. And so when she hears something come forth that makes that baby in her womb jump, amen, she wants to bring forth what it is that God has given to her. And I just thank God. And I think it was wonderful. Just wonderful. And so God bless you. Continue on. Keep on keeping on in the Lord, because we are the light of the world. God bless you, Dr. Scott.
Amen. Thank you, man. Appreciate your comments. I just opened the line for Pastor Benneman, who has counseled me that she will have the last word. Let's see. We have a 631 prefix with a 3514. Pastor Benneman, does that number ring a bell?
287-3514
yes.
Or 283.
Yes.
Yeah, let her have something to say, if she will.
Hello, caller at 3514. I've just opened your line.
Hello, Pastor Benneman.
Yes, God bless you.
This is your neighbor.
Yes.
Your neighbor, Bishop.
Oh,
I didn't get a chance to hear.
Oh,
hi, how you doing?
All
I didn't
right.
get a chance. Good. So good to hear your voice. I didn't get a chance to get out of the program, but what I heard, it was beautiful. God bless you.
Well, thank you.
I love you. Okay? And Pastor Bitterman is a sweetheart, and I'm always at her knocking on her door to aggravate her about her mother. And I love her. I love her, and I'm not going to talk long. But God bless you, and you all pray for me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Love
you're
you.
In prayer.
Okay,
amen.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Pray for her, Dr. Scott. You're the preacher of the hour.
Heavenly Father, our beloved friend and neighbor, Pastor Bitterman, is on the line. In this moment, Lord, we ask that you remove from her any obstacles, anything, Lord, that is interfering with her steady progress. Lord, we ask that you smooth the path that she walks. Lord, we ask that you surround her with divine, healing Holy Spirit, that you bathe her and let flow through her all of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Lord, we ask that you cleanse her from inside her house, any remnants of thoughts, negatives, interruptions. Lord, we ask that you surround her house with your healing love and your uplifting love. Lord, with regards to her physical condition, Lord, we ask that you infuse, and that is the word, infuse her with Holy Spirit from her fingertips to her head, front and back, from her feet, all the way up to entire her whole body. Lord, I see the light now opening up, opening up, Lord, cleanse. Just cleanse, Lord. Purify. Make her whole, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, bless her, Lord.
Thank
bless
you,
her, Lord.
Lord. Thank you.
These blessings
thank
we ask
you,
in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Oof, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Yes, yes. Thank you, God.
All well. Amen. Pastor
Bitterman. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Scott. This is the day that the Lord he hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it because Jesus is the light
Amen.
Of the world. And we just thank God. I'm telling you, this has been a blessed week. This has been a blessed 6th anniversary. We have never gone into another month. We always stayed in the month of October. But this time, God stretched us out into from October into another month. And we're just so grateful for everyone who got on, whatever time they got on, they got what they needed at the time that they got on. They may not have needed what was said in the beginning. They may not have needed what was said in the middle. They needed what was being said on the end. Ms. Ash, you got in on the right time. And I hear my grandmother saying in a song, I got just what I wanted. This is you, Miss Beth. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Amen. So you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. No, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, bless the Lord. I tell you, Bishop Davis always quotes, it is the Lord who loads us with benefits daily. And I tell you, we need to just tap into the benefits of God. And that's blessing his name and walking in the light, Dr. Scott. Ah, the beautiful light. Come where the dew drops. A pastor told me that to preach. A mercy. Let me lower my voice. A mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus is the light of the world. He can stir it up, and she said, you stir it up, my baby. You stir it up, the gift. I'm telling you, you cannot hear the rich word of God and just sit there and do nothing. You're going to cry. You're going to wave your hand. You're going to pat your foot. You're going to rock from side to side. But you're going to do something with an emotion to it because it stirs you up from the inside out. Well, with all that being said, I will be here on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'm not sure if Dr. Scott is continuing to bring the word or we're going to bring it together. We have done that a couple of times with a tag team. And so I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. It's the first Sunday, and I'm usually on the air at 10 on the first Sunday and the fourth Sunday. And he might just play a tape. It just depends on what God wants to do on Sunday. So if you're not busy, now you can always get Block Talk when we are on the air because I automatically send my telephone number to Block Talk radio station. And all you have to do, and just in case you don't want to be disturbed and somebody call you, they can hear the word, is just hit *72. And go on and dial 1-213-943-3667. It sends your phone automatically to Block Talk. So even if the bill collector calls you, if he holds the line, he'll be able to hear the word of God. And when the program is over, don't do like me, because sometimes I forget to take the phone back. But you hit *73. And it releases you. And that's how Miss Beth gets me a lot of times. And my Aunt Bert, they're calling me for one thing. And this old Duke is on the air. Oh, that's my nickname. And they listen. God bless you, Miss Beth. I love you. I love you. Dr. Scott, I'm excited. Pastor, I'm rung up over here. I'm excited. I got my greens clean and they in the freezer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyhow, Bishop Davis, you know I love you. We are praying your strength in the Lord, because we know that what's happening with you is just not normal, because he said he feels good when he's laying down. It's when he get up, that's when he feels all of the weakness. But God's got that. And if you're walking in the light, so while you're walking in the light, he told you your healing is in your light. So you just tap into the healing that's in you while you're walking in the light. The Holy Spirit will flow through you, and he will make your life better. Better, Lord. Yeah, I want to sing that. Let Dr. Scott, get rid of me, please. Bless you. Get rid of anyone else on the line, Dr. Scott?
No, ma'am.
Well, ma'am. All right. Well, we had listeners just the same. We thank God for the troopers that thought it not robbery to get on board. One more time. No, I love you all. Yes, sir.
There's an 843 number which ends in 1521.
Wow. See what they need. Because we had 1518, I think, last night. Or was it 1521?
1521. Oh. I just opened your line. Caller from 1521. Your line is open if you want to share a word of prayer.
God bless you, 1521. We thank you for being on, and we hope that there was something that was said that will help you along your way. I understand some people don't like to speak out, and that's fine, but we got you covered. Whatever your thoughts are, God knows your thoughts. God knows your prayer request that you have before him. God knows what you need before you know. God knows what you're asking before you know that you're asking for it. So whatever it is, because you dial the number, the greater blessing is coming in your direction. Count it not robbery. Count it not a mistake. It was not a mistake that God had you to get on at whatever time that you got on. This is your day. This is your hour. I hear all Robert saying something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. So God keep her covered with your blood. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come unto this being, this 15:21. Oh, bless his name. God, you know who it is. Whether it's male or female, it doesn't matter to us. You see, you know, you can. Lord, I ask that you do a new thing in their life and allow them to continue in the way of the light. And if they're not in the light, God, help them to repent so that they can enter into the light, and they'll shine all around those that whoever light they come in contact with, even in the grocery store, they will see that the light is on, and they'll ask, what must I do to get this light that I see coming from you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God say, it is so. Dr. Scott.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders.
With signs and wonders.
Miracles
to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
on. Come on, baby.
Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I
feel it in the air. In the atmosphere.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders.
Miracles.
God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just hold on. Just hold on.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You'll wait and see. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You wait.
You wait. Come on, thank you.
feet.